Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Die kleinhandelgroep Spar is een van die grootste kleinhandelgroepe in die land en dit het 6 groot verspreidingssentrums wat produkte aan so 2550 onafhanklike winkels lewer. En dit is heel wat meer as die 1600 winkels van Pick n Pay. Die groep is oorspronkelijk in 1932 in Nederland met 'n enkele winkel begin. Die naam verwys na 'n tipe denneboom of die silver sparboom. In Engels is dit die fir tree en dis natuurlik ook waar die kenteken van Spar vandaan kom. Nou, Spar het in 1960 die plaaslike mark betree, toe 8 groothandelaars die regte gekry het om hulle produkte onder die Spar handelsnaam te verkoop. Die groep het vandag resultate vir sy boekjaar tot einde September aangekondig. Die omset was basies onveranderd op 131 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste was 30% laer, geen dividend is verklaar nie. Maar die groot nuus was dat die groep sy skuldlas met omtrent 40% tot 5,4 miljard rand verminder het. Angelo Swart is op die lyn, hy is Spar se uitvoerende hoof. Angelo, thank you so much for your time. It's been a few tough years for Spar due to the performance of international businesses and a very poor SAP implementation at one of your distribution centers here in South Africa. But let's talk first about the international businesses. Poland and Switzerland, they were really performing very poorly. You've sold those businesses. Are they now completely off your balance sheet?
They are. Thank you for that really interesting intro. The silver spark boom is something I didn't know, but I'm glad to know that now. It ties a few things together for me too. Yes, both businesses are now completely off our balance sheet. We handed over the Polish business on the 1st of February this year and handed over the Swiss business on the 8th of September this year.
Yeah, it's been interesting that South African retailers struggled internationally. Woolies is another example. They had a bit of a disaster down under. Why do you think that is the case?
Right. I mean, that's a very interesting question. I can talk from the experience of having seen this work and not work. So roughly 12 years ago now, we started an expansion into Europe with our purchase of Spa Ireland or the BWG Group. And that particular acquisition has worked really, really well for us and continues to be a big part of our group plan. But the expansion into Switzerland and Poland, looking back, we've learned some lessons. And I think the key lesson for South African is the strength of local management teams is so key. Having people on the ground who understand local conditions and local consumer mindset is fundamental to success in any market. And if I were to describe our challenges as well as our positives in overseas expansion, it would be that. It would be primarily based on understanding local conditions through strong local management teams who know the conditions on the ground. Secondly, I think the other big lesson is gearing, and the level of gearing one takes when taking on overseas operations is key, and understanding capital allocation and the relative return, as can be seen in our Swiss business, where despite the business being generally profit-making, the level of return just wasn't sufficient to make up for the size of debt we had in that geography.
Back home, you had some issues at one of your big distribution centers in KZN, where a SAP implementation went a bit horribly wrong. Just give us a background. When did you start that implementation and what went wrong?
We have been on SAP for some time now, probably the better part of 15 years. We've run our general ledger and our financial backbone on a SAP module, but in the last 5 years or so, we've realized that our current ERP system is coming to end of life and that we needed to find a solution in the ERP space. We did an extensive market survey, decided that SAP was the right ERP for our application, and so we implemented the first instance at one of our 6 distribution centers, the one in KZN, at the beginning of February 2023, and yeah, it was a challenge, to say the least. The worst is now behind us, and we were profitable in that distribution center in this financial year, but it was a very tough lesson to learn.
Did SAP have to pay penalties? Were you insured? Have you made the sum of how much this has actually cost Spa?
Unfortunately not, right? So we weren't insured against this, and we weren't able to recover anything from SAP. We estimate that the cost of the implementation was probably somewhere around R750 million over 2 years.
Let's talk about the retail market in South Africa, and its dynamics are very, very interesting. You have ShopRite, which is rolling out very, very aggressively, opening stores virtually every single business day. You have Pick n Pay, who has some issues, but it seems that under Sean Summers, Pick n Pay is turning around slowly. And Spar, you've had your fair share of problems, but it seems like you've now, you know, addressed most of those. What is your strategy going forward?
Right. I prefer not to talk about our competitors. I think Spar is a very different business to our competitors. Whilst we compete with them at a retail level, fundamentally as a corporate business and a corporate entity, we are a wholesaler to independent retailers. And I think our strategy going forward is really to focus on the success of our independent retailers. We really see our purpose as being to unleash the power of independent retail. We think local entrepreneurs play a vital role in South Africa's economy. And so our focus and energy is going to be poured into revitalizing and strengthening our independent retail base. And that really, I think in the end, is our differentiator. It means that our offerings at store level are customized and personalized to the communities they serve. And by and large, our retailers are members of the communities that they live and work in. And we think that is a key differentiator for Spar.
Now, that's a very different model to the other retailers in the country. So Spar predominantly is a wholesaler, as you've said. And the store owners are totally independent. Are they franchisees or totally independent?
They are independent retailers. We refer to it internally as a voluntary buying organization. And so our members sign a membership agreement with Spar and become members of the Spar Guild of Southern Africa. And that comes with certain commitments in terms of store standards, food safety standards, store aesthetic appeal, etc. But it is not as strict as a franchise relationship. So stores are allowed to customize and personalize.
Is this model unique to Spar or is it also common elsewhere in the world?
Insofar as I know, it is relatively unique to Spar. There are similar models out there, but none quite as focused on independent retailers as ours.
Just lastly, the future. Your head is now out from under the bonnet. You can now look at strategic issues and expand. Yes. What are your short and medium-term plans?
Yeah, so Rick, when this management team took over 2 years ago, I mean, we set out some key priorities. There were five of them. I think we've done a good job in addressing them. The first one was the exit from Poland. We were very sure coming into the operations that Poland was not a market that we wanted to extend our stay in. And so we've been able to dispose of that business from the 1st of Feb this year. The second issue was we wanted to create clarity in terms of our positioning in the rest of our European portfolio. So that was Ireland, the UK and Switzerland. And we provided that clarity. We've now disposed of the Swiss operation. We are in the process of disposing of the English operation, although that one's relatively small. We've decided that Ireland is one of our core markets. So that is another big tick for us being able to sort that out and swiftly dispose of the Swiss business. The third issue was debt, as you mentioned. When we took over, the business was highly geared and highly indebted. And I think in the 2 years, we've done a great job in terms of reducing the amount of debt in the business. As you mentioned, at closing of our financial year this year, our debt would be circa 40% lower than it was this time last year, which I think is a significant achievement. But there were two priorities that were medium-term priorities. Those were rolling out SAP to our other five distribution centers, as I mentioned. Our current ERP system is coming towards end of life, and so it's key that we replace that quickly. And so for the year ahead, that's one big focus area for us, is modernizing our ERP systems. And secondly, which was the fifth priority, which is returning the Southern African business to 3% net profit. And so that will be a focus area of ours. We had hoped to have done that by the second half of 2026, but unfortunately, prudently, we've looked at it and said it's more realistic to expect that in the full year, financial year 28. And so those two areas, I think, in the short term are going to be where a lot of our energy goes. But together with that, we have lots of exciting initiatives happening. We are revitalizing our Save More brand and looking for a relatively fast rollout of that. We've just launched our first high-end store called Spar Gourmet that we're looking at expanding the footprint of. And then the extension of our pet business. We bought a pet business earlier this year, created a pet brand called Pet Story that I think can be a home for independent pet retailers. And we really have a strong pipeline outlook for growth there. And so driving that in the next year or two is also going to be a big focus for us.
Did you have a good Black Friday?
Black Friday was excellent. It was a record Black Friday for spa. We've seen demand way outstrip supply, which is a good problem to have. And I think really momentous Black Friday and November month for us.
Angelo, baie dankie. Dit was Angelo Swarts. Hy is Spar se uitvoerende hoof.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.